Test 14. Skills Development. Section 1. Listening. Third Task. Exercise A. Listen and circle. 1. Listen to three speakers talking about a restaurant. For each speaker, decide what the speaker did not like about the restaurant. Speaker 1.
The prices weren't bad at all, and actually the menu was better than at a lot of restaurants I've been to, but the waiters were just so slow.
Speaker 2.
The waitress was fast and really polite, and the whole thing only came to £20, so I suppose I can't complain too much. But really, my meal was completely tasteless.
Speaker 3.
The dishes weren't bad at all, and actually the service was better than at a lot of restaurants I've been to, but the meal cost a lot more than it should have.
2. Listen to three speakers talking about a film. For each speaker, decide what the speaker did not like about the film. Speaker 1.
I was impressed by the special effects, and the plot was actually really clever. None of the characters were believable, though, and I think that was the fault of the actors.
Speaker 2.
The explosions and things were really well done, and the actors did their best. The problem was they had a terrible script to work with. Totally unbelievable storyline.
Speaker 3.
The film was definitely a good idea, and it wasn't the actors that let the whole thing down either. It was all the scenes that had been done on computer. You could see they weren't real.
3. Listen to three speakers talking about a game. For each speaker, decide what the speaker found difficult. Speaker 1.
Setting the game up was straightforward enough, and it didn't actually take long for us to work out the rules. The pieces stuck to the board, though, so it wasn't exactly easy to pick them up.
Speaker 2.
We set the game up in no time and then spent over half an hour trying to work out the rules. Half an hour! Can you believe it? We still weren't totally sure what we were doing when we started moving our pieces round the board.
Speaker 3.
We'd read the rules beforehand and they seemed fairly clear. But there were so many different pieces and they each had to go in a particular place on the board. It took ages to get the game ready to play. It did get a bit easier when we actually started moving them round the board, though.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Yes, I do read quite a lot, books and magazines. But if you ask me what my favourite books are, I'd have to say books for kids. I've got two kids of my own, and once they finish reading a book, they pass it on to me. Children's literature these days is just so good. Take Harry Potter, for example. Much funnier and more exciting than books written for adults.
Speaker 2.
I've always loved reading, ever since I was a young child. I can remember so clearly my mum teaching me to read. I loved every minute of it. Whether I'll ever actually manage to write a book of my own in the future, I don't know. But I'd really love to. It must be wonderful to see your name on the front of a book in all the bookshops. I'm so jealous of writers.
Speaker 3.
Well, I've got two twins, Sammy and Denise, and they're both 3 years old now, so they're learning how to read right now. We read every day. I read to them first, and then I try to get them to read the words back to me. I think Denise is a little better than Sammy so far, but they're very competitive, so I'm sure that'll change.
Speaker 4.
I've got hundreds of books at home, most of which I haven't read yet, to be honest. And that's the problem, time. When you're a kid, there seems to be loads of time for reading, but it's not the same when you're an adult. The only time I have is on the train into work each morning. It's about a half-hour journey, so I always take a book with me. It's a nice start to the day. I'm usually too tired to read on the way home, though.
Speaker 5.
I'm definitely what you would call a lover of books, and I studied literature at university, actually, so I do like to think of myself as a bit of an expert. But, and this will surprise you, I almost never go into bookshops. It's not that I don't read. I do. But we've got a fantastic library in the town centre, so I get my books from there. I mean, what's the point of buying books when you can borrow them from a library for free?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.